Prime Video brings thrilling entertainment. Watch Heavyweight Detective Reacher Season 3, included with Prime.
Exactly how much danger is this job putting me in?
Treat yourself to the lovably chaotic Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, available to buy.
Did you have sex last night?
Yes, and it was amazing!
Whatever you're into, it's right here. Prime Video. Click or tap the banner to find out more.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Paces and suffered a deflating loss on the road, 125-108. What's one change you would make to the Knicks to improve them for next season?
I think they made it.
Nick, are you starting with Nick?
They made it.
We start with Nick.
Hey, Doc, I think we have a glitches because Nick knew this was coming up.
Well, no, I was going to say there's breaking news that the New York Knicks relieved Tom Thibodeau of his head coaching duties. There hasn't been a replacement made yet, but the rumor is, or there's a lot of rumors that it's Mike Malone.
Inshallah.
I would say that they need to, for me, it was what the series really came down to was who has the better bench. And Indiana clearly did. And I think that's what I would have focused on this offseason. I would have given Tibbs another year just because since he's gotten a head coaching job, the Knicks have increased or have gotten better as time goes on. Signed some certain injuries.
Back to back 50 but seasons, and they made the conference finals for the first time in 25 years.
Back to back 50 seasons since the 90s too, I think. So it's like he was doing some things. Now again, with his pedigree, he's known as someone who can get you right there, but not can't get you over the top. You know what I'm saying? So it's the weirdest thing. I'm very neutral on this, Shelton. Like him getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
If he was a black head coach, I would make an argument they did him wrong, especially because like who's winning 50 plus games a season and getting to the conference finals these days as a head coach? This list is short if there is any. But the way they went out against Indy, they should have won that series. I wholeheartedly and I'm saying in seven. I'm not saying that they should have blown him out, but if you look at some of the things, like he was coaching backpedaling. He wasn't running forward like how he was in other series. He was coaching on his heels. We need him to go to the bench.
I'll say this. Like, we've seen coaches win the championship and get let go. Like, the championship. So, you know.
But at least a year later, though. It wasn't in the same offseason.
Who was the dude that used to coach in Indiana and then went to the Lakers?
Frank Vogel got 1 year after the bubble. You know what I'm saying?
But Thibodeau didn't win the championship.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying.
So that's why he got let go right now.
He did what we asked him to do though in the beginning of the season.
But there's a couple of things. I think that in a macro, right? Because I think we discussed this last week. Like, should Thibodeau keep his job? And I said I'm with you, Nick, one more year because he, like you said, he did what you asked him to do. That's the macro, right? Like, okay, right? We're looking at it from a fisheye, from up above. But when you look at the micro, like I've always said, it's the same old thing. And it's the same old thing that I've been saying that he's not a championship level head coach. What is this offense, right? I saw this thing that said Cat got Thibodeau fired 2 times in 6 years, which is crazy work. But at the end of the day, Thibodeau, and I stand by it, I will always stand by it, Thibodeau's not a championship-level head coach. For this team to move forward, I think they need another bucket getter or an offensive system that doesn't make Brunson work so hard to get buckets. It's kind of the same thing that we saw with Minnesota.
1,000.
Bifo, when has he had a championship-level team?
Chicago Bulls.
With Derrick
Williams. And it was a lot like this.
And then he left D Rose in the game when they were up 17 on the Sixers.
That team was supposed to win the championship. Y'all saying that?
I got a question.
That team was competing.
Not competing. I'm asking you, is that team good enough to win a championship?
Yeah, they were good enough.
Yeah, they were good. Yeah, they were good enough.
They went to the Eastern Conference Finals. They pushed the Heat to 6.
Yep. And they did. Yeah, they did. But they were the number one seed.
Nick, at what point did you because you wanted Tibbs fired at one point, right?
Not necessarily. It was like at one point of the season, it was looking ugly. They kind of turned around in the back end of the second half. Like a lot of teams like started catching fire in the second half of the season. My thing was going into the playoffs, I was like, bruh, these late game execution shit. I was watching that all season with the Knicks. It was like, bruh, it don't seem like he's coaching to get them to win games. Like Q pointed out, Rick Carlisle, you see how good he was to steal. You see how game one of that series set the tone for everything else. And that was how coaching is, how you use your timeouts, situationally, all that stuff, how you set things up. It's like Tibbs' main focus is defense. It's kind of like Mike Tomlin. He's the Mike Tomlin of the NBA, except you don't have a ring. Where it's like
– he ain't Mike Tomlin.
Exactly. Okay, but I'm just saying how he focuses on one side of the basketball, and he focuses on one side of the basketball and doesn't really pay attention, let everybody else do anything on that other side. So if he has a superstar like a Derrick Rose or like a Brunson, he just lets them do whatever and doesn't help them get creative with how they do things to either help themselves physically, to last a long season. Or to be even creative in games where like we're facing a team that's just as talented. Mm-hmm. My thing with the with him being fired, I'm neutral on it because I knew there had to be a change. And with all the moves that Leon Rose and them did, it was going to be hard to say like, okay, now we're just going to throw Cat out and try to get Giannis. And it's like, at some point, you're going to have to let this coach go. Because all the other moves we've been doing has got you. Leon can say, "Nigga, the moves I've done have taken us farther, not you coaching." You know what I'm saying? We're gonna see that moving forward.
And this is where I wanted to just gather everybody because for all my Knicks fans who are on, like, it's almost like Republican Democrat shit. It's like you're either on the left or you're on the right of this issue. If you think that Tibbs deserved another year, I am not gonna like twist the wound. But for the people who share my opinion, this is exactly what the doctor ordered. And I think that this is a sign of the changing of the guard within New York Knicks front office and their brain trust. One of the issues that we have so often in sports is people are kind of just paralysis by analysis, where they overthink too much instead of just doing what feels right. And I think that what was on everyone's mind all year long is everything that Tibbs brings to a team. Is, yeah, he brings the defense. Yes, he brings, you know, raising your floor. Yes, he brings, you know, some better offensive continuity if you're coming from a coach that has no business really being your coach. He's going to look like the prom queen compared to the other girl that you just had. But when you get him there, you realize, oh, this is why you've been divorced four times. Because you see what goes on when you don't experiment with two big lineups. You see what happens when you don't play DeLon Wright over campaign. You see what happens when you don't get play set up for McBride. He should be your quasi Lou Will type of guy off the bench. This is what happens when you play Josh Hart 40 minutes a night, every single night. This is what happens when you try to go four rounds in the playoffs with six guys. It's unacceptable. And you're not going to win in today's NBA when your coach is too stubborn on those margins. You see Rick Carlisle went damn near 11 deep, where you got Thomas Bryant minutes. You have Tony Bradley minutes. You have TJ McConnell. You have Nembhard. You have the dude with the mustache. I forget his name. They went 11, 12 deep. Shepard. And they were running circles, and the pace was just – you saw the ball was popping. The offensive side of the ball for the Knicks, it's a terminal problem. It's inoperable. You have to take him out of the equation because, yes, you know what you have with Towns. We know what we have with Brunson. But the fact that you never experimented with Robinson as a two big lineup, when you have the Pacers having they're sparing minutes with Bradley and Siakam, they're like sparing minutes with Siakam and Turner just to get, you know, big guys on the court to make it tougher on Brunson. There's no transition defense, and I believe that everything that you saw with Tibbs, you shake your hat. I mean, you shake his hand, you take your hat off and say thank you for your service. But this is the Mike Brown to Steve Kerr moment that the New York Knicks need. I mean, this is the Mark Jackson to Steve Kerr moment. This is the Mike Brown to whoever else moment.
Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
I think I see your point, Q, and I see FIFO nodding, and I appreciate how optimistic it is for them, and it does make sense on, like, if you look at it as a base level, but some of the rumblings, and I mean, take it with a grain of salt, is that this wasn't even like the executive. This wasn't a Leon Rose like decision. This was more of a James Dolan decision.
That's what I was
gonna
ask.
And they saying that he's now more involved because his pet project is over with. He was dealing with the spear in Vegas, and since that's taken off, he's good now. And he's about to get his hands back into the pot. Now, the last couple of years, they've been building without him with his hands in the pot. And so that's why I said it sounds very optimistic, but if James Dolan is now getting back involved, the Knicks are going to go revert backwards
right,
to
man.
What they
you
want.
You a pig-ass nigga. As compared. We don't have you talking on second. That's why we don't have you talking on second.
As much as you feel like I'm hating, am I lying, though?
We got the host back, Jake.
So yeah, like I get y'all point, but if that is the truth, then I don't see anything moving forward, because it's just like how Jerry Jones would probably got rid of
cut his mic off.
I need the credit. I need to have my fingerprints on this because we look good now. Like, I need to make sure I can say I did it.
Okay, yeah, he's now, similar to that. I'll say the Saints owner that you want to call out Otis. My thing is this: I don't blame the move. I don't really have a huge issue with it. It's just that it's just a weird thing about how this is more of a conversation of how we go through coaches. And I think you brought this up too at one point, as far as like the NBA, how they go through coaches where you think anybody can coach a team and you don't really value that. I'm just looking at when you tell, like, if I told you going into the season, Ken, the Knicks are going to not only get to the Eastern Conference Finals but beat the Boston Celtics, you would say, oh shit, that's a phenomenal season. And then if I said, oh yeah, should Tibbs get fired if they do that, you'd be like, hell no. Nah. And now with here the we are.
No, no, hold on. But if you frame that, the next question would be, so did they make the finals and did they win? And if you say, Nick, all I'm saying is you got to complete your thought process, bro. You can't leave us on a cliffhanger. If you say, hey, they beat the Boston Celtics and they went to the Eastern Conference Finals, well, did they make the finals and did they win? And the answer is no and no. Then now, where you are right now in purgatory of, well, you know, it is what it is with Thibodeau. That's everybody would be in that same position. And here's the thing. Hold on, real quick, Q. What we always say is, if you're going to get rid of a coach, can you upgrade that coach? And in this offseason, you can do that. And that's why I'm
– Isn't an upgrade?
That's what I'm
saying. 100% Potentially. Yeah, potential. People always like, oh man, that grass ain't always greener, but sometimes it is, dude. So I don't know why people always say that. Like, yeah, like
you. So y'all are hands down saying that Mike Malone is a better coach.
100%. I 1,000% believe that Mike Malone is a better coach than Thibodeau.
What would he do differently?
Offensive flow, continuity. Yes. Only reason why it didn't work out in Denver is because Denver became old and they got completely decimated by the second apron. And the GM butted heads with how to use the roster. Mike Malone wanted to do it a different way. GM wanted to do it another way. I believe that you have enough guys and you have flexibility with contracts to where you could make a splash move if you want. You can get better on the margins with a bench. And if you're going to do that, as a New Yorker, as people who've been to New York, if you know native New Yorkers, good ain't good enough. Go for the gusto. If you got it, put it all. Bet on black. Bet on red, bro. Like, put it all on the table. And this is the issue. If you think that Thibodeau is going to get you where you're going, you have to break down this run to see that, no, man, this was a Cinderella run, and you can't rely on Cinderella runs. What the Pacers can do, they can recreate a lot of what they've done over and over and over if they keep a lot of this core together. If you look at the story of the Knicks this offseason, I understand that Nick tried to, you know, be reductive and say, if you said that Tibbs got to the Eastern Conference Finals, you would say you can't fire him. But what if I told you a different picture of, we need Cat miracle threes to put away a young Detroit Pistons team. We need Jalen Brunson to drop us Ausar Thompson in late 1 minute left on the clock to close out games. We're, you know, in dogfights against this young scrappy team. We make it to a Boston series where we're down 20 the first two games, and we miraculously fight back because we're just a team of dogs, right?
And but, Q, pause right there. Juxtaposition the Indiana Pacers, and what did they do to the number one?
The Cavaliers. Come on. And they they're taking down the Cavalier.
But y'all saying all this, like, so am I wrong? Were they not up 3-1 in both of those series?
Mm-hmm.
So both Boston and Detroit, y'all going into the weeds of it, but at the end of the day, they had not in the Boston series, but outside of FIFO's mindset, because he didn't even think Brunson was the best player in that series. They were favored in most of these games, and they got up 3-1. I care about results.
I feel you, but when you don't get to your ultimate goal, which is the championship, we have to then do the autopsy to break
that
down.
That wasn't the ultimate goal this season. This season was the ultimate. No one said the Knicks are making it to the finals.
I know, but Nick, when the picture starts to become clear, that, like, oh shit, we can win this race. Now you have to have different expectations, and that's what the Knicks are doing right here, in my personal opinion.
I think,
Ken, the Sixers are hurt. The Cavaliers go out in the first round. Jason Tatum tears his Achilles in your series. You know what I'm saying? The deck is clear. And then you have this path, and then in a series against the Pacers where you're getting run out of the gym, your coach says, all right, let me start going to my bench. You look like you're throwing shit at the wall.
Well, the series is over when Tatum got hurt way before. Tatum got hurt in the game that, well, they were still down. They were still significantly down in that series when he got hurt. So I don't know how much of a difference it would have made. Plus, I don't know about Mazzulla. But nevertheless, I don't think it was necessarily the wrong move. And I don't necessarily fault them for going to get Mike Malone, who they may think is better. But what I do know is that Joker and Brunson are two completely different players, and you can do a lot more things with Joker on the court than you can with Brunson. So I don't know what Mike Malone can do to change things. I think Thibs probably lost this series when Rick Carlisle coached circles around him. Once Thibs had to make adjustments and play guys that he didn't play all year, it was a wrap. When you put in
Durrell, but that point right there,
exactly.
But Ken, that point right there is why Mike Malone is better factually than Thibodeau.
Because Mike Malone does the same thing.
Factually, he's better than Thibodeau because he plays a deeper bench. He makes better in game and game to game adjustments than Thibodeau does. Thibodeau just runs it back. Thibodeau's like, my philosophy is so good, we are going to win. And like the same word Q just used, miraculously, they won because they got a dog in Brunson, right? And we see his character arc because daddy's on the bench. And we see that tough as nails grit where it was instilled. And we see it on the court, right? And Thibodeau likes those type of players. But Mike Malone can, and remember, let's go even further back. Remember, your favorite player once upon a time was Boogie Cousins. And Boogie Cousins had a very interesting and tough time early on in his career. And his career didn't go on the up and up until he got who as a head coach? He figured that out, Ken. Great coaches put their best players in positions to be the best versions of themselves. And all I'm saying is Mike Malone has a championship because of his doing and all of the other things I just named that Thibodeau does not do.
I don't think Mike Malone could have won this series.
See, here's the thing, is that even if you think Mike Malone couldn't have won this series, Mike Malone wouldn't look discombobulated and he wouldn't look completely outcoached. That's where and thing is, I don't even want to couch this just on a Mike Malone thing, because we're getting into a versus coaching question. What we're talking about is there was a terminal problem with the Knicks offense and how they run their team. And if you think that this iron is hot right now, then you gotta move on. And I'm holding them to, I'm applauding the move, because we get held to a really bad standard. You know what I'm saying? Black coaches, we don't get no, oh man, we'll run it back next year. Like Mark Jackson, hey, appreciate it, man. Thank you for your service. But we're going to go get Steve Kerr. Like, Ty Lue, thank you for your service, but we're going to go get Kenny Atkinson. Like, hey, Mike Brown, you were coach of the year last year, but De'Aaron Fox and you don't seem to be getting along right now, so you got to get the fuck out. But we're going to go act like Thibodeau's Phil Jackson, because you couldn't at least make the Pacers like a competitive
team. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like,
not you, but certain
fans. No, but I'm just saying, like, the people who would say, like, oh, it's good that Tibbs got fired. And again, this is maybe a coaching question, but it's just like, what does a coach have to do outside of win a championship to secure their job?
At this point, that's it. Right?
That's nuts, because that means that there's 30 or there's 29 other teams that should fire their coach every season.
And they at some point will get there.
Yeah, because right now, like I said, we're seeing, shoot, how many playoff teams coaches got fired? We see more of that.
That means that if Pop didn't have medical issues, should he have been fired, period? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's
like,
I think he's going to be
like,
going
fired. Or Spoelstra, like, should he get fired this offseason?
It's New York, though. Like, Nick, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can dip back and we have to dip into the cultural aspect, too. It's New York. Like, I think that the expectation is, bro, the iron is hot. Like, Philly could be a dud next year. So those are easy wins.
Y'all need to ask the real questions.
What's that?
Can Jalen Brunson get it done?
All right.
I thought you were going to say Cat, because Cat.
Cat was probably the better player in that series. Brunson's getting locked up.
An undersized guard like Jalen Brunson cannot be asked to carry your team to a championship. In my opinion, he is top 10 right now. He had a top 10 season. But he is a 1B player that you need to designate him as 1B. He's not a 2, but I think he's 1B. You need your 1A, and that is theoretically a Giannis Antetokounmpo, where you would bring him in as the guy, and Brunson, we're going to play together. Pick and roll should be elite. That's what you want. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that people are being fair to Brunson, because it's the same thing that D-Rose fell victim to. You're riding your star point guard into the ground and then expecting him to save you in clutch time.
Hey, Shelton, how did that work with Nesbitt? Nesbitt had him.
He had him locked. Hey, look. Hey, he tried to hit, but he was done.
I ain't never seen nobody that bad.
And Nick, Mikal Bridges, just what, a month and a half ago, was making headlines talking about, oh, the minutes. I mean, Tibbs, don't be afraid to use me coming off the bench. Like,
no,
he looked miserable all year.
Well, he out of there now.
One last quick thing, though, Nick. I did see Jeff Teague was talking about it. It made me kind of think, like, maybe the players had something to do with it, too. Because Jeff Teague was saying all Tibbs ever did for him was, you know, when he coached them, was like, say, damn, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn. You know, damn. Like, yeah. so maybe the guys were saying, like, look, we're not really reacting to him. So
I'm not necessarily defending Tibbs. It's just more about when you ask, it's weird. It's like if you ask your girl, I'm going to marry you if you do these things. If she do those things and you leave them for somebody else, it's like, damn, nigga, I thought I did everything you wanted. And it's Nick, but you ain't good enough.
Wouldn't you rather do this now than be miserable again?
I'm so neutral. I'm only not saying anything on y'all side because I literally have everyone else who can say other stuff on the other side. I'm just saying that from how someone could be thinking, is like, this puts a lot of pressure on whoever the next coach is of the Knicks, whether it's Mike Malone or not. Like, they have to win the championship now. There's no in between. And can you bring up a point where people have questioned not only the defensive efforts of Cat and Brunson, but you're just now asking, as Ken Brunson, who's the best player on the team, most reliable player on the team, even get you there? So this to me is a bigger issue than what coaching can do. One coach change ain't gonna do nothing. To me, I said if you want one change for the Knicks, that you got to get a better bench. We couldn't do nothing after that sixth man or that seventh guy.
Yeah, once Wright came in and Carlisle had some guy named Jalen Walker coming in.
Yeah,
and Thomas Bryant had him.
McBride was playing really good defense. He was hooping at times, and I feel like he could be a really good like six man, like you know, microwave off the bench. But Tibbs is just offensively challenged, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's so Pacers, they made it here, and unlike Ant, they made it to the finals the next year.
Don't do that, kid, because you can't even name the head coach. You can't name the head coach's name for Minnesota.
If Anthony Edwards had the supporting cast that they had, shit.
Yeah. But I mean, favorites next year, or is it too early to have that conversation? Do we need to see how the finals go first? Because we need to talk about that next. We need to jump to that.
Yeah, the Pacers are favorites next year?
Nah, we'll talk about the Pacers. We'll talk about this.